Hello, welcome to Time Warp Wife Ministries. I'm your host, Arlene Schacht.
And I'm your co-host, Michael Schacht.
And this is 5 Minute Marriage.
Today's Bible verse comes from 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verses 4 to 7. Love is patient, love is kind. It does not envy, it does not boast, it is not proud. It does not dishonor others, it is not self-seeking, it is not easily angered, it keeps no record of wrongs. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. It always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always perseveres.
Ah, beautiful and very, very famous verse.
Mm-hmm.
It's a good one for our marriage prayer today is to truly examine our own heart.
Mm-hmm.
And when I was thinking about this prayer today, I was also reminded of another scripture. And you'll see why.
Okay.
Remember that scripture that said, don't let the sun go down on your wrath?
Yes.
When we were first married, that was kind of like our verse. We decided that we would never, ever, ever go to bed angry.
Yeah.
And so then what we did instead is, and what I thought at the time is, okay, we need to fight this out now before the sun comes up.
Well, I would have said more like discuss it, but
okay.
Fight it out?
Okay. Oh, yeah, because I'm like going to bed and I'm really angry and you're really angry. And I'm thinking, no, we're not going to go to sleep. We're going to keep talking and talking, and we're both getting exhausted. And we're both going to keep talking until we have talked this thing out. And we did this so many times.
Mm-hmm.
And it would be like 4 a.m. and I'm still going like, no, we're not going to come to a resolution. But the Bible says, do not let the sun go down on your wrath. So we have to come to a resolution before we fall asleep. But then...
And I'm sure people are now thinking the sun was down for a long time by 4:30
in
the
morning. Well, that's true. But then as I read... Psalm 4, verse 4, it says, tremble and do not sin. When you are on your beds, search your hearts and be silent. Offer the sacrifices of righteousness and trust in the Lord. And what it's talking about there, when it says, don't let the sun go down on your wrath, that doesn't mean that you have to talk it out with somebody else and make sure that they are on the same page with you and just exhaust them until the morning light. But calm yourself down on your own bed. Like, calm yourself, calm your heart. Make your heart right with the Lord. Don't let that anger go down without making your heart right with the Lord. You know, say, of course, I would always say, you know, I'm sorry. Let's talk about this tomorrow. Or I love you. We can talk about this tomorrow. Now, we would do that in a much more mature way than we used to, which is we're just going to argue this out until the sun comes up. But now we can say, I love you, and we're going to move on, and we will come back to this when we have both had a good sleep and when we are rested. But in the meantime now, I have that opportunity to get myself and get my heart right with God. And that's where I have to take the time in my bed to examine my own heart, to see, Lord, show me where I have gone wrong. Show me what I can do. It's that time of prayer then that we have instead of a time of arguing, but to slow yourself down and say, I have this time now where I'm going to spend a time in prayer and self-reflection before I come back to you.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's a better way of us looking at it now.
And I think with years behind us, we can look back and say, well, you know, I think we handle these things in a much wiser way, a lot more experience, you know, than we used to have. And, you know, we'll have a discussion about something and work it through, I think, pretty quickly now.
Yeah, I think it's a lot of letting go of the small stuff.
Yes.
You know,
not trying to win. That's the thing.
Trying to understand each other more.
Yeah,
and it comes
respectful.
With also knowing each other. I know what I might say that is going to push your buttons. I know mm-hmm. when you're tired. I can see it on your face. And a lot of that comes with being together for a long time.
Yeah.
But it also comes with prayer and that willingness to be humble, that willingness to change yourself according to God's plan for your marriage, to be that putty in his hands and say, mold me into the husband or the wife that I should be. And that's that time of growing. And sometimes those arguments that we had, as tough as they were a trial that we had to go through in order to learn each other. And yeah, there's probably no maybe about it. We're so immature at the time when we had some of these arguments that we didn't know the right way to handle it.
Right. Yeah.
But it taught us how to handle things. It taught us how to be loving and kind. And so I do thank God for those times too
we had. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. So let's pray.
All right.
All right. Dear Heavenly Father, it's natural to want to point fingers. It is something we've done instinctively from the time we learned to walk. We sometimes feel that it's easiest to push the blame away from ourselves and onto somebody else. What isn't so easy to do is to step back from a situation to truly examine our own hearts. Lord, grant us the humility to accept responsibility when we are in the wrong. Give us the strength and the courage and the ability to speak the truth in every situation. When we need to apologize, remind us to act quickly. If we need to forgive, may we do this with finality. And if we need to reconcile our differences, bring us both to that place of open honesty where we can join hands in prayer, embrace one another, and move forward together in love. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Amen.